Back again for the fourth time, if you're still with us here after the...
You think there's people still... It's Halloween, you know, they might... No, they can't trick-or-treat yet. It's pretty early. You gotta wait.
No, you can't. It is very early. It is the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. And we have, again, been all over the map. We talked earlier about the wheel tax. We talked last segment about... your project, Vicky, and now, Mike, we are going to take a little trip over to Flandreau, where on, I believe it is New Year's Eve, the Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe will open, I guess, for lack of a better term, their own reservation-based sale of marijuana. And I know that we've talked about this often. I believe we touched on this when we had Attorney General Jackley on the State mm-hmm. Fair Show. A multitude of, it's a very complex issue when you look at tribal sovereignty versus states, and especially with South Dakota's ingestion laws. There's just so many facets of this.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be a complicated issue, you know, and we're several miles away from that. So the impact here will be less than it is for the counties that it's in.
Moody County,
Brookings, Sioux Falls, Coddington are all close counties to that. It's going to be an issue for them. And, the sovereignty and whether they do it or legalize it, you know, I've said on the show before, I'm just not in favor of that. I've seen the studies in Colorado and the impact. You know, one of the things I just think that we spend billions of dollars every year to keep the highways safe and to put safety seat belts and airbags in the cars to keep people safe from driving. And if you look at the impact that legalization of marijuana has had in Colorado just on traffic deaths, I mean, we're going backward. I don't understand that. We're doing something intentionally, allowing something to happen that causes traffic deaths that we're spending billions of dollars trying to prevent. I mean, I'm disappointed in where this is going. And I think that if people, again, get educated on it, don't take my word for it, don't listen to what I have, you know my opinion, but educate yourself on this and read what's happening in Colorado, and you know, and just see what the impact is. And you know, that it just concerns me for that reason. I mean, this destination resort in Flandreau is, you know, they have it's very restricted. They can only use inside the resort. It will only be sold, and you sold in there. It's like you go to a restaurant, you're eating in, you can't, there's no takeout. But you know what, when they leave, they're going to have it in their system. Should they be driving after they leave the resort? Do they, you know, are they going to have to stay all night? What's going to, you know, not everybody's going to stay all night. How are you going to prevent people from going in there and partaking and then driving? I mean, what are you going to do? Those are concerns that I have. I mean, And I always say that one death is too many. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to a family that lost a close family person, a daughter, a son, a mother, a grandfather because of this. I mean, so, you know, what precautions are being taken to prevent that? And, you know, that's my concern. I have nothing against the tribe trying to do stuff to make money, but I just can't imagine that this is the best thing.
A common counterpoint to what you just said is alcohol. Alcohol causes deaths on the highway. Alcohol, you try to stop alcohol, that's legal. So where does the difference lie from a law enforcement prosecutor standpoint?
From a law enforcement standpoint, the big difference between marijuana and alcohol is there's a readily detectable analysis of the blood. We can test the blood. We know what your legal limit is. We can give you a PBT at the scene when we pull you over, and we can control that. With marijuana, it's not that easy. We can't take a blood test and say, hey, if you're this many nanograms, you can't be driving. Or if we take a urine test, there's this many nanograms in your urine, you shouldn't be driving. You know, we can't do that. There's nothing that law enforcement that can do, where there's a chemical test that just says you can't do that. I mean, it is so, and it varies by person.
It varies. Alcohol varies by person too.
Right, but we would be able to test every, like, if this resort, it was an alcohol destination resort. When people left, they could PBT everybody, and if they were below the legal limit, they could go out and drive. If they weren't, but they can't do that with marijuana. I mean, that's the thing, is that what are the controls in place to prevent that from happening? And we don't have that ability with law enforcement with that. And I think that's the major difference. I'm okay with drinking responsibly and not driving. But if you get in a car and you're drunk, you're as much of a danger as anybody else. I mean, that is using marijuana or prescription drugs or whatever the case is. I mean, none of them should be on the road. And it seems like our ability to control drug use, marijuana use, and driving is limited because of the limited ability for us to chemically test that.
Do you get into a possible entrapment issue? Obviously, this has to be done, from what I understand, inside the resort, inside the reservation. Law enforcement isn't going to be able to set up stings outside the reservation, can they? Does law enforcement run the risk of getting in trouble with entrapment, possibly because of this?
Right. I would say, I mean, they could. I mean, legally, they're allowed to do sobriety checkpoints. They could do that on roads coming out of Flandreau. I mean, that would be within their realm. That would be a decision made by the state people. But, you know, the thing that concerns me, and I don't think this is a law enforcement issue. I mean, I think it's just the right thing issue. I mean, that's and that's what I say is, you go look at the numbers in Colorado of people that have died, or how this has affected lives, how this has affected ER admissions, hospital admissions, people dying on the road. Suicide rate has gone up. Truancy rates in school have gone up. The uses of teenagers in Colorado is, 25-30% of any other state in this country. And that's since they legalized marijuana. That's my concern. I'm not concerned necessarily as a law enforcement person. I can prosecute people that break the law. That's what I've done for 20 years. But from a having father of two daughters, from caring about other people and what happens to their lives, having this available, readily available, is, I don't think it's good for people. People make, as we've seen, and that's why I have a job, people make bad choices and then I get involved. But when you're making something legal that people can make a bad choice and then they end up hurting someone else, what are you going to tell that family? I mean, if you were the person that decided you were running this Flandreau resort and you had a person that used in your resort, did it by the rules, used in your resort, left, and as they're driving home, they kill a family of four in a minivan. What are you going to tell them? When they come to you, when the grandfather comes to you and say, my daughter, my son-in-law, and my two grandkids are dead because this guy was using marijuana at your place, what are you going to tell them? I mean, I don't know. That's the issue for me. I mean, it's not necessarily, I don't think it's a law enforcement issue. I think it's a life issue, and I think that's my biggest concern. And can you control it? I mean, if it was just going to be used in this resort and no one was ever going to leave and no one was ever going to hurt anybody, go do your thing. But that's not what happens. That's been shown. That's not what happens. If there's kids that there, are the truancy rates going to go up? Are suicide rates going to go up? That's what we've seen in Colorado. Is that going to happen in our state? And I don't want that to happen.
You've mentioned the other counties that are around there. Obviously, like you just said, 20 years in the business, you've seen a lot. Have you had conversations with the prosecutors in those locations or the law enforcement in those locations? And, I mean, do they have any thoughts or any different concerns about, what's preparing to take place?
I have had a couple conversations, and everybody's concerned, but really nobody really knows what's going on. I mean, they need to get guidance. The Attorney General, we talked to Attorney General Jackley at the State Fair. He's monitoring the situation. The sheriffs and the prosecutors in those counties are waiting for, you know, some guidance from them. The U.S. Attorney's Office in South Dakota is going to have an impact on that. I mean, the strangest thing about this is it's illegal. Federally, it's illegal. The feds could go in Colorado and shut it down. They could go to Flandreau and shut it down. It's an illegal drug federally. The feds could go in and do away with it. They could do it to Washington, go to Oregon, they go to Alaska, but they won't. And there's a memo that was written by Attorney General Holder that basically outlined that he's not going to go and do that. He hasn't authorized his agents to do that. They still do prosecutions in those states because people are operating outside the state regulations, and the feds will take some of those cases. But they have the ability to do that. U.S. Attorney Randy Siler has the ability to go in there and arrest everybody that's using marijuana and arrest those guys for distributing marijuana because they're violating a federal law. The federal law is still on the books. And there's nothing that prevents them from doing that except for the fact that they're just looking the other way. And so we have to hear from the feds. You know, what's the U.S. Attorney's Office? What's Department of Justice? What's everybody going to say? They're monitoring the situation. And obviously, like I said, if it was in my county, I would be on the phone with those people every day wanting an answer. And I'm sure that's what's happening in those counties where it's at.
You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
We're back to wrap it up after this.